So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the discussion of the Chaf Dalet Kisvei Kodesh, the 24 Sifrei Tanakh, and asks, Mi Kesavan, who actually wrote these 24 Svarim? The Gemara explains, 1-6, Moshe Kasav, Sifrei Uparshas Bilam Ve'iyav. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Chamisha Chumashei Torah, the five Chamashim, which are referred to as Torahs Moshe, which includes the prophecy of Bilam, and he wrote Sefer Iyav. 7, Yeshua Kasav, Sifrei Ushmeinim Psukim Shebetera. Yeshua wrote his own Sefer, and the final 8 Pesukim of the Chumash that discusses Moshe Rabbeinu's passing. The Gemara concludes that this is actually Machlokes Tanoim in the Braisa. V'yomesha Moshe Eber Hashem, Ad Kan Kasav Moshe. Mekam Be'elach Kasav Yeshua Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds that the Torah up until the final 8 Pesukim was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the final 8 Pesukim were written by Yeshua, because Efshem Moshe Chayev because of the Yomesha Moshe, Moshe cannot write about his passing while he was still alive. However, Reb Shimon holds, Ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer U'Moshe Oimer V'Chesef. The Torah up until the final 8 Pesukim was dictated by Hashem, and Moshe first repeated it and then wrote it. Mekan Ve'elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer U'Moshe Kesef B'Dema. The final 8 Pesukim were dictated by Hashem. Moshe did not repeat them and wrote them with his tears because, as Rashi in Masechtas Menachas explains, Merev Tzaroi, it was too distressful. However, Yeshua certainly did not write them because Efshar Sefer Torah Chasar Eis Achas V'Chsiv L'Koyecha Sefer Torah Hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu considered the Chumash complete as he called it a Sefer Torah, and therefore it cannot be lacking a single letter. And regarding Sefer Yeshua, Elazar wrote the Pasuk V'Yamis Yeshua Ben Nun Eved Hashem, and Pinchas wrote the Pasuk V'Elazar Ben Aharon Meis. 8-10, Shmuel Kasav Sifrei V'Shaftim V'Rus. Shmuel wrote his own Sefer, Sefer Shaftim, and Rus, as they all died before him. And Gad HaChayze V'Nasna Navi wrote the final Pasuk of Shmuel, which dates V'Shmuel Meis. 11, David Kasav Sefer Tilim Al Dei Asara Zakenim. David HaMelech wrote the Sefer Tilim, and he included various chapters from the following 10 elders: Adam HaRishon, Malki Tzedek, Avram, who is also known as Esan HaZrachi, Moshe, Haman, Yedusin, Asaf, Vaidei Shlesha B'nei Kairach. 12-14, Yirmi Yachas of Sifrei B'Sefer Malachim B'Kinnis. Yirmi wrote his own Sefer, Sefer Malachim and Eicha. 15-18, Chizkiah V'Siyatei Kasvu. Chizkiah and his successors wrote 4 Sefarim that are alluded to in Simen Yam Shak: Yeshaya, Mishlei, Shir Hashirim V'Kehelet. 19-22, Anshei Knesset Gedolei Kasvu. The Anshei Knesset Gedolei wrote 4 Sfarim that are alluded to in Kandag Siman: Yecheskel, Mishneim Aser, Daniel, and Megillas Esther. 22-24, Ezra Kasav Sifrei, V'Yachas Shal Divrei Hayamim Adloi. Ezra Sefer wrote his own Sefer, and the majority of Divrei Hayamim up to his times, and Nehemiah wrote the conclusion. The Gemara cites many opinions as to the era in which Eve lived. The above braisa, which says Moshe Kasav Sefer Eiv, apparently concurs with the opinion Eiv b'mei Moshe haya. Eiv lived in the times of Moshe. Based on the pasuk in Eiv, Miyitin b'sefer Yechoku, and Moshe Rabbeinu was known as Mechaikuk, as the pasuk refers to Kivri Shal Moshe, states Vayar Reishis Lekisam Chalkes Mechaikik Safen. Rava says Eiv b'mei Meraglim haya. Eiv lived during the time when the Moshe sent the spies to Eretz Yisrael. Based on the pasuk in Eiv, Ish haya ba'aretz utz Eiv shemai, and Moshe told the Meraglim hayesh ba'etz, and as the Gemara explains, he meant yeshne la'isa adam sheshneisav aruches ke'etz umegin alderi ke'etz. Moshe told the Meraglim to check if Eiv was still alive, and he compared him to a tree because his years were long as a tree, and his merits protected his generation as a tree does. The Gemara proceeds with several other opinions regarding Eiv. Eiv la'hayiv le'nivra elamashal haya. Eiv was a fictitious figure, and the Sefer Eiv is merely a parable, as Rashi explains, L'lmeid mimenu tshuvis makatrigim amidis adin. V'she'en odim nitves al tzairi. From Sefer Eiv, one learns how to respond to those who challenge the midas adin, Hashem's attribute of judgment, and that a person is not held accountable for statements made while in distress. Eiv ma'eli gaila haya, u'beis medrash b'tferi haya. Eiv was from those who returned from Golis Bavel, and his beis medrash was located in the city of Tveria. The Gemara cites a braisa with several other opinions. Rabbi Elazar says, Eiv b'mei shveit ha-shaftim haya. Eiv lived in the times of the shaftim. Based on the pasuk in Eiv, hin atem kulchem chazisim v'lama zehevel te'avalo. And this refers to the times of the shaftim in which Dar Shukuli Hevel, the entire generation, was corrupt. Rabbi Shuben Karcha says, Eiv b'mei achashverish haya. Eiv lived in the times of achashverish. Based on the pasuk in Eiv, v'lei nimtze nashim yafis ki b'nois Eiv b'chol ha'aretz. And this refers to the times of Achashverosh, in which Darish Nisbakshu by Nashim Yafis, they searched for pretty women for the king. Rav Nosson says, Iyiv b'mimalcha Shevah haya. Iyiv lived in the times of the kingdom of Shevah, based on the pasuk in Iyiv, v'tepal Shevah v'tikachem. The Chacham say, Iyiv b'mei Kazdim haya. Iyiv lived in the times of the Kazdim, based on the pasuk in Iyiv, Kazdim samar shleisha rashim. V'yeshayim, Iyiv b'mei Yaakov haya. V'dina bas Yaakov nasa. Some say Iyiv lived in the times of Yaakov Avinu, and he married Yaakov's daughter Dina, based on the pasuk in Iyiv, kedivri achas and nevolas to Dabri, and the pasuk regarding Dina states, ki nevala asa b'Yisrael. The Gemara explains that there is another machlokes in the above braisa. According to all the earlier opinions, besides for the last opinion, the common denominator is that Iyiv lived after Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Iyiv m'Yisrael hava, Iyiv must have been a Jew. He cannot have been a non-Jew because a Brisa counts Eve as one of the seven Nevi'im who prophesied for the non-Jews, and after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, there were no non-Jewish prophets. However, according to the last opinion, Eve lived in the times of Yaakov, before the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, it's possible that Eve chasid ha'yibu umas ha'olam hava, that Eve was a non-Jew. As part of this discussion, the Gemara explains, Kulu Nevi, Ikri Nevu Asai Yisrael. The Nevu of most prophets was primarily for the Jews, although they also sometimes prophesied for the non-Jews. However, Shiva Nevi'im, Ikri Nevu Asai L'Umas Ha'ilam. The Nevu of the seven prophets mentioned in the Brisa was primarily for the non-Jews. A more detailed description of Eve's life follows and continues into the next daf.